nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord. So by grace of God, we are ending our testimonial meeting here in the 7th year of Tyrannus meeting. How do you call this meeting? Love Feast, Abby? Yes. This Thursday marks, we started the meeting February 24th, precisely on a Thursday, 2011. And of course, by Saturday will be exactly 24th, but don't go by a number this, because it's a Thursday meeting. So this is making our gathering here in Tyrannus for 7 years. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I want to drop briefly, I'll just say it in less than 10 minutes. You see, over the weekend, I had a vision. And in that, please, I want you to listen. I had a vision over the weekend. And then in that vision, you see, we're moving to it. We're coming. You know, I was coming with someone who was driving me. So he was driving me. The road we were supposed to go, I said, you should stop, you should turn. You should turn another path. So when he turned that path, we kept going, we kept going. When we got there, we saw some couple of houses and I entered one of the houses. When we entered one of the houses, you know, like that, so I knew, you know, something was hanging, you know, that just needed to be open. We entered that place, no, not this one, we entered another one. All of we were just there, then all of a sudden, I don't know what transpired in that house, I came out. And lo and behold, when I came out and I saw this, a brother, somebody I knew very well, I'm very close, and I saw him, the person was standing, he was mad. I said, what made this person to be mad? You know, when you see, you know, when you walk in the spirit, you see, there are certain wrestling you wrestle in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Before I continue the story, I remember what happened. I was serving fire in Zamfara State. My cousin was sick. Fire in Kogi State. So one night, that one, it was not just like you just, you had, no, this one was a clear vision, you know. I had a vision and I saw Satan. Satan wanted to take her soul. All of a sudden, I knew I was resisting him. I said, this soul belongs to God. So we're battling the soul and I won. You know, I was standing and, you know, being like he was so tall. His height was just going up. But I don't know how we fought that battle. But it was a spiritual warfare. We fought over the soul and I won the soul, you know. And after some time, they gave me news that the lady died. But when I heard that the lady died, I knew where she was. I was at peace. Praise the Lord. Because we had rested over the soul and had prevailed. So this one, now listen. So when I go, I saw, I said, why? The person was just standing. So I now took and I started praying. Prayed, applied faith. Did all the application of faith. The person was not, was not healed. Then all of a sudden, then the Holy Spirit now spoke. You know, minister to me that on the ground of faith, this person will not be healed. Thou should switch on to mercy. Praise the Lord. You know, prayed, you know, like that. Everything the person ought to be, it was not healed. Thou should switch on to mercy. Then all of a sudden, now switch on to mercy. Now start praying mercy. Mercy. You know, mercy. You know, then all of a sudden, then everything just opened. This is what happened. This brother was going to, he get entangled with a lady, you know, and of course that like a seductive spirit. And through that entanglement, then that spirit was injected into him. And then he now decided going mad. So he now, then that mercy, then he now came forward and now gave a confession. Either he confessed something, the thing was rolled back from him. He now became normal. And then the lady now became mad. Praise the Lord. You know, it's one thing if you come now, maybe we just like, well, like what happened in Jared that went, that they got somebody blind, a madman was healed there. He like, if you say now, okay, if you come here, now I've been teaching us about the supernatural. If you come now, Emeka, now maybe in front of your office now, you hit a madman. I'd be able to start jumping, you know. But I say there are also higher operations to that, you know. So, like this particular brother now, you know, God had contested for her destiny, for his destiny and prevailed. In this, and yet, he's not even aware of it. Can you see? This is not story. This is reality. This is spiritual reality. This authority and power, you know, where you are ahead of the enemy before he comes. Jesus told Peter that the devil had desired to sift you. You know, but I have prayed for you that your faith faileth not. Praise the Lord. Our redemption did not come on the ground of faith. It came on the ground of mercy. Praise the Lord. That's why I said that what is higher than faith? Say with me, mercy. Mercy.
Yes.
Well, God, Abraham is the father of faith, but the promise given to Abraham was mercy. It was mercy that God promised him. Look at Luke. We'll say this, then take that song, like one or two choruses of that song, that covenant. We are saying something about covenant, something, that song, you know. You are the covenant keeping God. That's the covenant. We're going to invoke something in about 5 minutes, the covenant of mercy. Praise the Lord. Look at Luke chapter 1 verse 72. What did he say? Luke chapter 1, are we there? When Zechariah, when his mouth opened and he prophesied,
to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham.
What was promised? To remember what? Read it from your Bible. To perform or to perform what? To whom? Continue. He swore to Abraham. Yes. He swore not on the ground of works, but on the ground of what? When God called Abraham from the all of the shadow, what has he done at the time God called him? Sacrificing Isaac was down, way, way down the line. That was also a product of mercy. Mercy helped him to build faith. You know, I taught us here that the first fruit of grace is what? Is faith. How many of us still remember? I said the first fruit of grace is what? The gift of faith. It drops the gift of faith. As at the time God called Abraham, what had he done? What had he known? Nothing. Mercy. Praise the Lord. That was the covenant that was promised to Abraham, the promise given to Abraham. Then look at David. Finally, then we'll now begin to pray. Look at Isaiah 55, verse 3. Say, David, a man after God's heart. And what else do we say again? Father of spiritual authority. Everything you say about David. Look at the life of David. We are giving a window to it here. Okay, are you there? All right, please read verse 3. Okay.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given.
Just verse 3.
Okay. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David.
What did your version say? Can you read it in your own Bible? Verse 3. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and your soul shall live. Make an everlasting covenant with you. God gave mercy to David as an eternal covenant. That's why when you go and read that Psalm 89, that even if your children deviate from my path, others who deviate, they don't come. He said, even if they deviate, I'll bring them back. What he said, the everlasting covenant. Another translation said that my faithful mercy promised to David. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. He said, my faithful what? Mercy promised to who? To David. I saw a picture of it when faith failed Peter. When he was walking on the water, right? Jesus said, come. And when he saw the wind, he started sinking. Faith has failed. What did Peter did? He switched on to mercy. He said, Lord, save me. Right? When faith failed, what did he do? He switched on to where? Mercy. Praise the Lord. So I want you to pray. Can you talk to God? That's a portal. Talk about what a significant blessing that the God Lord is giving us, amongst other things that is imparting our lives, going for is a revelation of God's mercy. a deep and a profound revelation. Can you stand up? Be on your feet, all of us here. We are rounding up. A deep revelation of God's mercy. He said, my everlasting covenant. I will establish the covenant with you that I had with David. He said, my faithful mercy promised to David. On the ground of mercy, you cannot fail. In God, what is higher than judgment? What triumph over judgment? What triumph over judgment? That's why I say that mercy is higher than faith. Our redemption did not come on the ground of faith. It came on the ground of what? Mercy. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Thank you. Mercy. 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 Thank you. He said, not by works, lest any man should boast. He said, of him that showeth mercy. He said, but of him. Say, the race is not for the swift. The battle is not for the strong. He said, but of him that showeth mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You see, I told you over the weekend, praise the Lord. See, when you come for meetings like this, don't toy with it. I told you I had two visions. The second one, I didn't even know it was this meeting it was all about until I sat here. You know, when it was a gathering like this, you know, and I was speaking in that gathering, you know, and God was there. You know, so while I was still deciding, okay, like, and then I even forgot it a few couple of days now. I didn't even remember it. You know, I had already announced this meeting last other Thursday, and I had this, I think that Sunday night or Monday night. But I didn't even know until it was when I sat down here that the Holy Spirit reminded me, you know. When a meeting like this, and I was speaking, and, you know, there was so much presence, you know, so much unction, you know, an impartation and a generational blessing going on. You know, when I sat down there, he said it was this, and I saw even some faces in that meeting, you know. It was young people like this. Young people like this. It was when I sat down there, and I now remember it was, you know, it was that meeting. It was this meeting. So when you come to, there are some things that God gives you, tangible, handy blessing that you go. And if you may not, when I start that, when as soon as I got that understanding, I began praying. You know, yes. I began praying and I began connecting with you, not what you will say or something, you know. So I began receiving. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, I began receiving. You know, I began connecting with the Holy Ghost and then receiving things for my own life and for my destiny. So when you come to meetings like this, don't be carried away. One or two, you know, desire. As everybody were just talking, you know. Talking. You know, I was busy engaging my spirit. Praise the Lord. Can you take that song?
Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God, we call you Yahweh. You are. We call you Yahweh. Oh, you are the covenant-keeping God. Yes, you are. 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 You are Yahweh. Yahweh. You are the covenant keeping God. You are. Oh, we call you Yahweh. are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are the covenant keeping God. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. You are not a man to lie, and the son of man to repent. We call you Yahweh. 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 You are the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. Yahweh. Yahweh. Oh, you are the covenant keeping God. You are not a man. You are not a man to lie. Our son of man to repent. You are not a man. You are Yahweh. Yahweh, that is your name. Yahweh, that is your name. Oh, you are the covenant keeping God. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I am not. Oh, God of yesterday, today, forevermore. You are the covenant. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. Hey, you are the covenant. You are the covenant keeping God. We call covenant, covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God.
Mercy, the covenant of mercy. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Mercy. 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 Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Our Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What do you call this? You see, there was no GSM when I was in the university. I'm talking about year 2001, thereabout. One day I was sleeping. No GSM, nothing. My elder brother, we have an uncle in Kaduna. My elder brother was schooling in Bayero University, Kano, high school in Zaria. One day I was sleeping. When I was sleeping and I saw him traveling to Kano. As he was now going to Kano, all of a sudden then, he was sitting in the seat. I came and I took his seat. When the car was about to have an accident, I removed him and I took his seat. I took his seat, then the car started tumbling. Tumble. Then when the car after finishes somersaulting, I was standing beside the car. I never knew my brother was traveling. I thought he was still in Kaduna. After some few days, my brother came to Zaria. Where are you coming from? He said he's coming from Kano. When did you pass to Kano recently? That's how I would have lost my elder brother. He was here recently during the Christmas break. He would have died since how many years back? So what is it? How do you call that? I said I was sleeping. What is that? Anu. What is that?
Mercy.
What is that?
Mercy.
The person I showed you that almost want to go mad, run physically mad, you know, that was settled in the realm of the spirit over the weekend. I was not thinking about it. I was not praying for him, nothing, you know. But God just took me to wrestle for him in the spirit. It's my elder brother way back at home. Ibro, physically mad. I saw Sammy that just died. Sammy. When Sammy died, you know. And all of those things, you know, all of those things, wishes and all of those wizards in the house and everything. You know, Sammy has gone now. They wanted to point, his son was to make him mad. Because the firstborn, my father, elder brother, they make that one mad. Our firstborn again, they try, but somehow God recovered him. But now, because this is my elder brother, you know, but these things were settled there. You see, when we tell people to build your spirit, come and pray, you see, you are wasting your time. Study Bible, you are wasting time. Come for some certain kind of meeting, you look as if you are wasting time. But look at what I am sharing with us now. Things are settled way, way back in the spirit before they come to earth. Way, way back in the realm of the spirit before they came. Jesus that came and died in the Nazareth, or that what city you call it. If you go and open the book of Revelation, they say Jesus was killed from the foundation of the world. He was already slain before God said, let there be light. And there was light. The blood of Jesus had already been shed. When things are finished in the spirit, you just see their manifestation in the physical. Praise the Lord. See their operation. Sometimes all these tongues you pray. You pray in tongues. You just keep praying in tongues. You don't know you are addressing specific things somewhere there. Very, very specific things. Then as you are praying in tongues. Was it not after tongues? It was a night of tongues. After we pray all kinds of tongues. Pray tongues. Why are we praying in tongues? Hours of tongues. Just talking tongues. It was that night that I had this encounter. Part of the things that were worrying when we're praying in tongues. Can you see? It was that night. That night that I had this encounter. So when prayer and all of you see. It look as if nothing is happening. Maybe money is not coming or as we expected. Or things are not moving as we expected. I think that things are not working. Can you just lift up your hands? Let me pray for us. Just lift up your hands. Just appreciate your Father in the next 1 or 2 minutes. Just thank Him. We'll be all too serious about this life. This divine life. Things happen. Thank you. Lift up your hands to your Father. Thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you. This testimony I gave you about my brother, that he's still a Muslim. Oh, this thing I'm telling you, he doesn't know. How many years back? He doesn't know. He's still a Muslim. If I ever tell you, will you understand? Thank you. Our Father, oh, thank you. He said, before you enter any house, you must bind the strong man. Before you can enter that house. That's why they couldn't take his life. You know, because they couldn't display the strong man in the house. You must bind the strong man. There is an obstacle in the way. The obstacle is the strong man. You must remove the strong man before you can break him. But when the strong man is on his watchtower, he is standing where he ought to stand. Then there is no road. There is no road. Will you be the strong man of your family, of your household, of your neighborhood, of your country? Will you be the strong man? The strong man of everybody linked to your calling. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Thank you, Father. Give you praise. Give you praise. Job's children, I don't even know if they were godly, but there was a strong man in that house. You needed to bind his Job. He said there is a hedge about Job and all that he has, including his 7 children. But when they displayed a strong man from the road, Job, when they cleared him out of the road, they took the 7 children. But so long as Job was standing on the way, there was no road to go to those children. But by permission, God said, okay, Job, stand aside. Job stood aside. Those children, their righteousness could not speak. That means they were not righteous. If they were righteous, that means one of them or something would have still been an obstacle. But the righteousness of Job was standing as an obstacle because he was a strong man to that home. He said, you have put a hedge about Job and all that he has. There is a hedge, the reality of a hedge. Hedge. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our Father, we thank you, celebrate you. This is a new day. This is a new beginning. This is a new dawn. We celebrate you. We hallow you, our Father. We reverence and adore you. Thank you because you have done all this well. Bless you. Please, can you join? Let's join our hands together. Join our hands together. Our Father, we thank you. We came here today to celebrate you, to rejoice in your abundance, in your faithfulness and in your love. Thank you for igniting light in this place. Thank you for opening a fountain in this place. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you because all of us here, and even the ones that are not here, all of us corporately entered into the fullness of the covenant of mercy, the eternal covenant of mercy, the mercy promised to Abraham, the sure mercy given to David. We enter into the reality of it in Jesus' name. We entered into this covenant when we entered Christ. But today we enter further into the reality and the operation of it in our lives in Jesus' name and on a daily basis. Thank you, our Father. This is all that we ask. We ask for mercy. Mercy. Establish us in mercy. Amen. Establish us in mercy. Amen. It is written in Isaiah 16 that in mercy shall the throne be established. Even the seat where you meet with men is called a mercy seat. Thank you. Mercy is the root, is the foundation of our redemption. And upon that foundation we can rise high. Mercy will establish us in faith. Will build us in faith, will build us in love. Thank you. The Bible says, God who is rich in mercy, who is rich in mercy for his great love that he has for us. Thank you, our Father. We live here today running with a deep and a sharp understanding of your mercy. On the ground of mercy, we will never fail.
Amen.
On the ground of mercy, we will live long. Full of days and die at a good old age.
Amen.
Just like our father Abraham, Isaac and Joseph.
Amen.
This is the blessing of Abraham. Abraham died at a good old age, full of years and the goodness of God. This is the blessing of Abraham. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, our Father. All of us that have need things about our life, they are resolved and settled at your feet in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Everybody here will rise from glory to glory.
Yeah.
We will all see a brand new day because God's mercies are new every day. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We say we love you. We say we appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Can you put your hands together for him? God bless you. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you. We say God bless you. And we know that we know you are living here with loads and loads and loads of divine blessing and impartation in your life. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now for. And before I go, please, can we begin to appreciate let me start with our brothers from Ore. They pay the most price and sacrifice to be here. Can we appreciate them? All of us that came for. Can you raise up your hands? Can you raise up your hands? Let's see you. Okay.
Okay. Those of us from Feka, please can I see your hands? Please can we appreciate Feka brethren? Those of us, you say? Yes. Okay, our coppers, can we see their hands? Yes. I'm sure they are some, at least some, they are coming for the first time, the three of them, to Tyrannus Hall. Abby, I know Tony has been here before. Okay, second. Sorry, second. Okay, just two of them. Amen. Then, can I see the Tyrannus Hall brethren? Can I see? Can you wave your hands? Then our Akumba pastor that the Lord brought for this meeting. Can we just appreciate him? Then bro Mike is there. Please let me put your hands together for him. Bro Mike is in Lagos. He's in Lagos. He's in Lagos. He's a lecturer in Lagos. And that's Emeka's in-law. You have to clap for him very well now because he can decide to carry his sister. Praise the Lord. I'm sure you still want Sister Mary to see me with Emeka. It's okay. So one name, you are secure. You not take care. You can see another one though. So bro Mike, Sister Mary is saving our hands. Abby, you are not taking her. Okay. All right. Please, can you appreciate my beautiful wife? Amen. Okay. Listen, and can we appreciate our neighbors that came? Like my wife said, as you are singing and worshiping here, it's right, going right to their window there. We thank you, we really appreciate you. Please, can we appreciate who else have I not greeted? Pastor Collins, Pastor James, Dr. Tope, Nathaniel, Sister Shaek, every one of us, you are all welcome. And the people who are in the kitchen department that fed us this night. If you know the sacrifice of this, she goes to school of nursing, very tough school here. Tough school. That if you fail one or two paper, they'll drive you home. And you know, she came, she left earlier, came on, do all the cooking and everything, and went to market and came, and you know what you give priority to. Praise the Lord. No, there are even some things that goes beyond prayer. I don't even need to pray again. Yeah, you don't need to pray. It is already settled. It's already settled. You just need to just be thanking God. Because the sacrifice is actually much. Please, can you appreciate her? With Sister Gift that assisted her. Then the egg you ate. How many of us ate egg? The egg and the plantain you ate, it was fried from Sister Mary, though she's not here. And yeah, I know. Sister Mary and Sister Shay, please. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're all welcome in Jesus' name. Okay. All right, can you appreciate
life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.